From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump on Wednesday called for a, quote, radical change to the structure of American aid to countries that don't help the U.S. stop violent illegal immigrants trying to get into America. He spoke at a conference on immigration in Long Island, New York.
We're going to work out something where every time somebody comes in from a certain country, we're going to deduct a rather large amount of money from what we give them in aid, if we give them aid at all, which we may not just give them aid at all, because despite all of the reports I hear, I don't believe they're helping us one bit.
In his remarks, Trump did not name any countries. He also told reporters on Wednesday that the U.S. will soon know if a summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will take place June 12th in Singapore as scheduled.
Someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th. Someday a date will absolutely happen. It could very well be June 12th. We'll see. We'll know next week.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told a congressional committee Wednesday that American policy, quote, will not change until we see credible steps taken toward the complete, verifiable denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Ukraine is bitterly denying a BBC report that it paid Donald Trump's lawyer Michael Cohen $400,000 to set up a meeting between Trump and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. Poroshenko's office calls the story a blatant lie, slander, and fake. The Ukrainian prosecutor general tells VOA he's very sorry to hear that even the most notable Western media outlets don't abide by the principle of balanced reporting and don't attempt to get the other side of the story. According to the BBC, Poroshenko wanted to meet with Trump in 2017. This is VOA News. President Trump has asked the Secretary of Commerce to consider opening an investigation into the effect of vehicle imports on national security. He's seeking to place tariffs as high as 25% on car imports. The U.S. State Department issued a health alert Wednesday for its citizens in China in response to what it says was a recent report of a U.S. government employee in Guangzhou experiencing subtle and vague but abnormal sensations of sound and pressure. Secretary of State Pompeo described it as a serious medical incident.
We're concerned about it. It's a serious medical incident. We want to make sure and take care of every one of our officers serving overseas. We've learned about it only recently. We are still trying to identify all the circumstances surrounding it. We've notified China of what took place as best we know it, and they have responded in a way that is exactly the right response. They've honored their commitment under the Vienna Convention to take care of the diplomats that are serving in their country, and we truly appreciate this. They've offered to assist us in investigating how this came to be.
The Chinese foreign minister, who was in Washington Wednesday for a meeting with Pompeo, said China had been investigating and hasn't found any organization or individual responsible. The leaders of France and Rwanda promised Wednesday to work together on key African security issues. They're trying to move forward after bitter differences over Rwanda's 1994 genocide. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Rwanda released a report last year accusing France of complicity in the genocide that killed 800,000 people, mostly Tutsis and moderate Hutus. France has previously admitted to making mistakes, but never apologized for its role. Macron said he will not appoint a French ambassador to Rwanda for now, calling it too early. But he said France is working to declassify key archives of the genocide and that French and Rwandan researchers will work together in documenting a collective memory of the killings. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A federal judge has ruled that President Trump cannot block his critics on Twitter. The judge said it's a violation of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Italy's president has given political newcomer Giuseppe Conte the opportunity to try to form Western Europe's first populist government. The owners of National Football League teams have approved a policy that lets players stay in the locker room for the playing of the national anthem, but they must stand if they're on the field when the anthem is being played. And thousands of unionized Las Vegas casino hotel workers have voted to authorize a strike at any time starting June 1st. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.